Hey y'all, welcome back to the Lily Her Podcast. I'm your host, Ayanna Mariah, and I do hope you guys are enjoying y'all's day or whatever day y'all are watching this on. And just continuing to be the baddest bitches that I know you guys are. I know that you guys will be, always should be, always can be. But on today's episode today, I firstly want to thank all the new listeners that I have. I love each and every one of everybody that has been supporting me through this journey. We are only like a couple of months in, y'all. 3 months in to be exact. Almost going on 4. And this podcast really does its numbers. Like, I can say that. And I just love all the support, all the girlies, all the guys, everybody that has been tuning in and just supporting me from day one and so on. And I just want to thank y'all. Like, y'all really doing y'all big one. I've been trying to do my big one for y'all, dropping these episodes. So I really hope you guys are enjoying them. But I also want to thank God for the opportunities that he has been setting in my life. I've been having a lot of blessings recently, especially in the month of August. I actually got the chance to do a photo shoot for my podcast, and it was also benefiting them. So they are just now starting out with their own photography company. So I think that was a really cool experience, and those pictures will be dropping on my Instagram soon. So y'all should definitely go ahead and tune into those on Instagram at thelilyherpod.com. Well, not .com, but y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. I actually had ran into this girl in the store, and she just was talking about how she was having such a stressed out day. Like, she just was not having the best day. And then she proceeded to go into detail about what has been going on in her life. Just really stating how she wants a new career. She has a lot more things that she wants to do. She kind of wants to go back to school. And I just was telling her, like, girl, if it's on your heart to do it, like, literally go for it. And while she continued to telling me everything she would actually like to do, I told her, after we finished talking about this, don't tell anybody else about it and keep it to herself. Girl, journal it. Go do something else with them thoughts. And I wasn't trying to be mean when I said that. I just was trying to let her know that everyone's intentions are not pure, especially when you're talking about your dreams and aspirations in life and what you feel like your next goals or moves should be. So my intentions was very pure when I told her that she needed to be quiet and not to run her mouth anymore. And I wasn't trying to say it in a rude way. I definitely explained to her everything of how I meant, and she definitely agreed. Unfortunately, we do live in a world where people do not care about your dreams, especially when it comes to what you want to do and where you want to see yourself in the next couple of years. Your dreams and goals are not going to always be important to others. Now, it is a select few that might really care. I'm not saying that people don't, but some people do not. So continue to protect your dreams and your desires and everything that you pray for at all costs. Because, girl, when you end up spilling the tea about your next move, you're basically allowing anybody and everybody that you tell your business to have an opinion, having a say-so, and get involved in what you might have going on and what's going on in your life. And that might also get in the way of what God has planned for you himself. Some things do just need to stay between you and God. Not you and your family, not you and your best friend, not you and your man, not you and your cousin. Some things are just supposed to be for you and God. Whether that's you discussing being happy or excited about something that just happened, or it's something that's bothering you. Or maybe you just want to share a new success, new investment, or maybe a new happy moment. Just watch out who you tell it to. Everyone doesn't have good intentions. Everybody does not really care about your success or want to see you win. And I'm not saying like everyone is out to get you, sis, but some tea is just supposed to be just for you. And waiting on validation from people or from someone that was never meant to validate you in the first place should not be the main goal. Don't get me wrong, I do understand that sometimes we just have things that we have to get off our chest and just need to feel heard, seen, and share some type of experience with someone. Because once you start telling them all your business and your next moves and what you feel like your next goal that you're about to accomplish is, you're giving them the opportunity to judge anything and everything that you do when it has absolutely nothing to do with them. As I get older, I definitely realize that I'm not just telling my business willy-nilly. Like, some things that I do are just supposed to be for me. And I do have people that I do tell my business to. But trust and believe, it is very thought out. And it's not even about just telling my business, even my goals or being a part of things in my life. I have thought about the whys on why I need this person in my life and why I feel like this person is a good person to be in my life, because I'm not just keeping any company around. Your business is not everybody else's business. And you can call it bougie or standoffish, but I just call it respecting my boundaries and my privacy. Sorry, boo. It's all about having discernment and understanding who has good intentions for you and who doesn't. And not saying that these people are bad people, but some people do tend to project their fears and what they are scared of onto your life. And for this exact reason, I have definitely came to terms with understanding that my life and my dreams, my goals, my aspirations in life, my business is not a conversation piece at dinner, and it's not up for discussion at all. And honestly, it's not even about what business you're sharing. It's all about when you're sharing your business and who you're sharing your business to. Not saying that there isn't good people that you can be vulnerable and honest and open up to, because some people really do truly want to see you win, and I believe that. But some people do not want to see you doing better than them. Some people do not want to see you being in any higher spot than what they're in, and that's not fair to you. Some people really do want you to be miserable and angry right along with them. And that's not, like I said, that's not to say anybody is a bad person, because as you know, I do believe everybody is good in their core. But because of what they may have gone through or past lessons that they have learned, what they have seen and experienced, it causes them to not have the ability to say the words that you need in that moment. Basically, just projecting fear, doubts, and negativity onto all your dreams and goals and everything that you want to do, which could all just be setting you back from your goals in the long run. Because I know for me, when I started telling certain people around me about things that I wanted to do in the past, about, like, you know, goals or something that I want to accomplish, some people really don't see the goal or the vision that God has set forth on your life. So they will tell you, hey, I don't feel like this is good for you. I mean, I can't really see you doing that, girl, but, like, whatever you want to do. And that's making you question what you want to do and just pushing you further away from your goal. And don't get me wrong, I don't think that it pushed me further away from my goal. I think everything happens at divine time, and then God's going to make sure that everything makes sense in my life. But I do not want to doubt anything and everything that God has for me and that any calling that God has sitting on my life, because I done expressed it from somebody that isn't even qualified to tell me what my next move is. So if no one has told you this before, I'm going to tell you this now. Everyone doesn't and shouldn't have a front row seat in your story or in your journey of life. So stop letting people that let go in their dreams a long ass time ago decide on what your next moves is or what decision is right for you in your life. If they haven't even kept up with the faith and the strength to control their own dreams, why would you let them control yours? And we're not even talking about dreams anymore, because baby, we're gonna get this. I know for a fact I'm gonna get everything I want. So these are goals, these are achievements that are coming in the long run. Why would you express or want to feel heard or seen or validated or have any feedback from people that can't even move forward with their own dreams? Like, you have to be able to be your own person. And that's why I'm trying to tell y'all, listen to daily affirmations, because I know for me, I make sure I listen to them so I know who I am, so can't nobody shake me off nothing I do. Because some people really would rather give up than persevere and see what it all could end up becoming. So why share with them their two cents when they're still struggling to find their calling also? And I know after all that, now you're probably wondering and thinking, like, Yana, if that's the case, like, who do you want me to tell my business to? When can I tell my business? Who can I share it to? And what business can and cannot tell? And boo, that's not something that I can answer for you. You would have to really sit down and figure out what is the purpose of you telling this person something and what is the energy that you feel once you finish telling them that. Now, let's say immediately after having that conversation, you get a bad feeling in your stomach and you're just kind of like, you know, I ain't have to tell all my business like that. Like, I should have just kept that to myself. I should have just kept my mouth closed. Then, baby, maybe that's not the person that needs to be hearing your business. Maybe that is not the person you need to be running your mouth to. Energy is definitely real, sis, and it definitely transfers. So pay attention to how you feel after having conversations with people. On the other hand, when I express how I feel to someone that I know has my best interest at heart, I feel a lot more relaxed, I feel a lot more calm, and a sense of relief on what to do next. And not saying that I will take or you should take everyone's decision, because like I said, everybody's their own person with their own life and experiences, so everybody's moving off of what they have been through in their past. But you do tend to feel a different type of calm feeling and more relaxed and relief about any situation that you tell them. And you know that they have your best interest at heart and want to see you do good, even if it is better than them. It's all about really paying attention to the people around you and who and what you're telling these people. People will show you exactly who they are the first time, and it's all about you and your discernment with that to people that clearly do not have our best interest at heart. You end up holding a space or wanting to hear their opinion on your life and your ideas and your decisions and your goals in life because, what, we've known them for a long time, or that they're family, or because, you know, that you always tell them your business and y'all need something to talk about. No, sis. One thing I am going to tell you is I love you down, but be quiet. Respectfully, especially when it comes to your goals or anything that you set forth in life. Everyone does not have your best intent, and sometimes it isn't even purposeful. Learn to just show up and show out and make it happen, trusting your gut and keeping your word and faith for things that you want to do in your life. Let you be able to hold on to your vision and your idea of how your life is supposed to look. And don't let other opinions or other people's moods knock you off your game and influence what God has called you to do. We have to learn how to find something else other to talk about than our personal business and things we really don't want people to know. And also stop telling our goals and aspirations in life. Every listening ear is not a good ear. Not everybody wants to see you doing good, especially when they know that you're definitely called to do something great and they don't want to admit it. That's why I think y'all would never see me posting my vision board. Like, I have a big old vision board in my room sitting right in front of my bed, and I would never post that on social media. Now, people that come in my room, people that are close to me, people that I know have my best intent or have my best interest at heart, comes around me and sees this all the time. But it's all about understanding that who has good intent and who doesn't. Because, boo, your goals and your dreams are not conversation pieces and should very much not be treated like one. So hold yourself to a bigger standard, set those boundaries, and protect your privacy. And that's all I have for you guys today. I do hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Lily Heard Podcast. I hope you guys continue being the baddest bitches that I know you guys are, that I know you guys can be, always will be, and always should be. And I hope to see you guys next week. Thank you. Bye. And that is all I have for you today, boo. If you did enjoy this podcast episode, share it with your homegirl or share it with your family. If you haven't already subscribed to the Lily Heard Podcast, go ahead and do so, boo, so that you're hip on every episode that drops. Connect with us on Instagram at the Lily Heard Podcast. And thank you guys for tuning in. Until next time, continue being the baddest bitches that I know you guys are and that I know you guys can be. Thank you.